All right, make sure you're in fellowship here as we now are returning to the text where Jacob, also known as Israel, is in the process of bestowing the rights of primogeniture, double blessing, upon his son Joseph through Joseph's two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. As we've seen in regards to the process of bestowing the blessing, that Israel has taken his hands and crossed them, putting his right hand on the head of Ephraim, the youngest of the two, and his left hand on Joseph's son Manasseh, the firstborn, which is completely opposite of one what one might expect. And then, as we saw there in verses 14 through 16, he pronounced the blessing on them, rereading there, Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it on the head of Ephraim, who was the younger, and his left hand on Manasseh's head, crossing his hands, although Manasseh was firstborn. In verse 15, and he blessed Joseph. So the blessings upon Joseph, but the vehicles used for the blessing to be carried forward is through his two sons. And said, the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, our doctrine of walking, while we reviewed it, the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day, the angel of Yahweh there, who has redeemed me from all evil, a shepherd and his redeemer, bless the lads, and may my name live on in them, in the names of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and may they grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. Now in verses 17 through 20, in light of Israel crossing his hands, we see Joseph trying to intercede, interrupting the blessing, if you will, in his process in this regards. So looking here at the Hebrew, verses 17 through 20, four verses. When Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand on Ephraim's head, it displeased him. You have the wow consecutive. Our verb to see here is the Cal Perfect Third Masculine Singer, Ra'ah, R-A-A-A. When he saw, the one doing the scene is Joseph, proper noun. That is conjunction key. K-I-Y. Then a verb to lay, translated laid, is your cow, imperfect third masculine singer verb, sheath, S-H-I-Y-T-H, that he would put, set, hence laid, his father, common masculine singer, constructor, masculine singer, suffix of, the noun of, A.B., the one doing the setting or putting of hands. Then our noun for hand is a common feminine singular construct, Yad, Y-A-D. Then our designation, right, you have a common feminine singular construct noun with the third masculine singular suffix, Yamin, Y-A-M-I-Y-N. His right side, his right hand, obviously his hand being in view. Upon his head, literally in the Hebrew, you had the preposition all, A-L, all with our noun for head, is a common masculine singular construct, Rosh, R-O-S-H. This being Ephraim, proper noun, his head. It displeased him. You had the cow, imperfect third masculine singular verb, Ra'ah, R-A-A, it displeased or looked wrong, literally, in his eyes. Preposition bet, then our noun, common both dual construct, third masculine singular suffix, eyes, I-N, A-N, A-Y-I-N. In other words, how he perceived it is the idea. And he grasps his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. So he takes action. Wow, consecutive. in our verb to grasp here is a cal imperfect third masculine singular verb, lamak, T-H-A-M-A-K. The hand of his father, literally, common feminine singular construct, yad, Y-A-D. Of his father, noun for father again, of, common masculine singular structure, masculine singular suffix, A-V. To remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head, you have the preposition lamed with the hifil construct verb, infinitive here, sur, S-U-R, to take away or remove. It is the sign of direct object with the third feminine singular suffix, et. Then you have the preposition men, from, followed with the preposition all, al. From upon, the head of, rosh, our noun for head again, r-o-s-h, common masculine construct of Ephraim. Then to be upon the head of Manasseh is your Hebrew preposition all, again repeated, rosh, repeated, r-o-s-h. Proper noun, Manasseh. And Joseph said to his father, verse 18, not so, my father, for this one is the firstborn. Place your right hand on his head. A vowel consecutive, our verb to say is a cal imperfect third masculine singular, Amar, A-M-A-R. Proper noun, Joseph. To his father, preposition L, E-L, of, father, A-V. Common masculine singular constructor, masculine singular suffix. Not so is your negative particle, lo, L-O, plus the adverb kin, K-E-N. Not thus, hence not so. My father, of, with the first common singular suffix, A-V. For is your conjunction key, K-I-Y. For, because this one is the adjective masculine singular, ze. Z-E-H, is the firstborn, definite article. Firstborn is a common masculine singular absolute noun, Bekor, B-E-K-O-R. Place is the, or put, is your cal imperative, masculine singular seem, the verb, S-I-Y-N. Your right hand is again your noun, Yamin, Y-A-M-I-Y-N, common feminine singular struct, second masculine singular suffix, upon, preposition all, head again, rosh, with the third masculine singular suffix, R-O-S-H. Verse 19. But his father refused and said, I know, my son, I know. Well, consecutive, our verb to refuse here, PL, utterly refuse, imperfect third masculine singular, ma'an, M-A-A-N. We saw it back in chapter 37, verse 35 and 39, chapter 39, verse 8, that particular verb. His father, our noun of, again repeated, A-V, common masculine singular structure, masculine singular suffix. And he said, while consecutive, plus our verb amar, A-M-A-R, cal imperfect third masculine singular, I know, my son, I know, yada bin yada, cal perfect first common singular of the verb yada, Y-A-D-A, followed with our noun for son, common masculine singular struct, first common singular suffix, bin. And then the verb yada repeated, same form, cal, perfect first common singular, Y-A-D-A. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. He had the conjunction gom, also, or to, T-O-O. Followed with the pronoun, third masculine singular pronoun, who, he himself, H-U, emphatic. To become is the cal perfect third masculine singular, haya, that verb. H-A-Y-A-H, for people, preposition lamed, in our noun for people, common necessary or absolute, am, A-M, and also while conjunction followed with conjunction gam, again G-A-M, pronoun, third masculine singer, who, H-U, he himself will be great, is a cow and perfect third masculine singer, gadol, G-A-D-O-L. However, his younger brother will be greater than he, and his descendants will become a multitude of nations. However, is your wow conjunction followed with a conjunction ulam, U-L-A-M, yet, nevertheless, hence, however. His brother, the younger one, he had a common masculine singer construct noun for brother, third masculine singer, suffix ach, A-C-H, definite article followed with the adjective masculine singer absolute, the young one, katham, Q-A-T-H-O-M, ha katham. He will be greater. Cal and perfect third masculine singer, our verb gadol, G-A-D-O-L. Than he or from him, literally, preposition third masculine singer suffix men, and his descendants, wow conjunction, in our noun for descendants, common masculine singer construct third masculine singer suffix is zera, literally seed, Z-E-R-A, will become a multitude of nations. Will become is the verb hayah, repeated, H-A-Y-A-H, as an imperfect third masculine singer. Multitude is your common masculine singer construct noun, melo, M-E-L-O, a multitude of, to be full or be filled, literally. Nations is your definite article, followed with a common masculine plural noun, absolute, goy, G-O-Y. Verse 20, and he blessed them that day, saying, by you Israel shall pronounce blessings, saying. Well, consecutive, our verb for blessing is a PL, imperfect, third masculine singer, third masculine plural suffix, barak, B-A-R-A-K-E, and he blessed them. That day is a preposition bet, followed with a definite article or a noun for day, common masculine singer absolute, yom, Y-O-M, followed with a definite article and the pronoun, third masculine singer, who, H-U, identical pronoun here, on the day, that one, literally, on that day. Saying is your preposition lamed with the cal, infinitive, construct, amar, A-M-A-R. By you is your preposition bet, B-E-T, with the second masculine singer suffix. It will bless, literally, P-L, imperfect third masculine singer, barak, repeated, the verb, B-A-R-A-K-E, proper noun, Israel, same, preposition lama, again with the infinitive construct, cal verb, amar, A-M-A-R. May God make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. Thus he put Ephraim before Manasseh. Our verb translated make here is the cow, perfect third masculine singer, second masculine singer suffix here with justice force, seem, S-I-Y-M. May he set or appoint, hence make you. One doing the setting is Elohim, God, common masculine plural absolute, E-L-O-H-I-Y-M. Like Ephraim and Manasseh, preposition kaf, followed with proper noun Ephraim, vowel conjunction, preposition kaf repeated, proper noun Manasseh, and like Manasseh. Thus he put Ephraim before Manasseh is a vowel consecutive. Again, our verb to put is the verb seem, S-I-Y-M, cal and perfect third masculine singer, sign of direct object Ephraim, preposition lamed, for the presence of, literally, before the faces of, common both plural construct noun, paneh, Manasseh, proper noun. reading the four verses here. Verse 17. When Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand on Ephraim's head, it displeased him in his eyes. And he grasped his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. Verse 18. And Joseph said to his father, "Not so, my father, for this one is the firstborn. Place your right hand on his head." Verse 19. But his father refused and said, "I know, my son, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. However, his younger brother will be greater than he, and his descendants shall become a multitude of nations." Verse 20. And he blessed them that day, saying, "By you Israel shall pronounce blessing, saying, may God make you like Ephraim and Manasseh." Thus he put Ephraim before Manasseh. Now says verses 17 through 20. 1, verses 17 through 19 are parenthetical. You could put parentheses around encompassing those three verses. They're parenthetical. They're an aside, if you will. 2, they provide an interlude as to, quote, when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand on Ephraim's head. Well, Ra'ah Joseph, Ki Sheath, Ab Yad, Yamin, Al Rosh, Ephraim, verse 17. So 3, the imperfect of the Hebrew verb sheath, translated laid, indicates here incomplete action. The perfect and the imperfect in the Hebrew, rather than time, in the Hebrew, it represents action. Perfect represents a completed action. Hence, generally, you are translated in the past tense because it's completed action. The imperfect represents incomplete action. Hence, in the present or future tense. So the imperfect of the Hebrew verb sheath, verse 0.3, translated laid, indicates incomplete action. And the phrase here could be translated, quote, when Joseph saw that his father would lay his right hand. In other words, the language shows he's in the process of putting his right hand on Ephraim's head. So 4, the verb pictures Israel positioning his hands on the boys, short of pronouncing the blessing in verses 15 through 16, when Joseph intervenes. In other words, Israel crosses his hands to place it on the sons' heads. But before he can pronounce the verbal blessing of verses 15 and 16, that's when Joseph now steps in quickly. Hence why this is parenthetical. It's not something they did after the blessing. He did it before the verbal blessing occurred. So 4 again, the verb pictures Israel positioning his hands on the boy short of pronouncing the blessing in verses 15 and 16 when Joseph intervenes. So 5, obviously Joseph clearly understood the symbolism of the hands as it impacted the blessing with the right hand ordaining preeminent the firstborn. The right hand is dominant in the symbolism of placing the hand upon the head of the individual as a transfer of power or authority in a dominant way, such as Christ sitting at the right hand of God the Father in the throne room. The right side denotes preeminence. And here, obviously, the right hand, you would think, typically, would go on the eldest son's head, the firstborn. And Joseph clearly understood these rituals in this way. So 6, he knew the eldest from the youngest. In his eyes, he saw Israel's actions as a mistake. He thinks his father is messing up in regards to performance of his doctrinal duties. So he knew the eldest from the youngest. In his eyes, he saw Israel's actions as a mistake. 7, this is the sense of the phrase, quote, it displeased him, which is Ra'ah bet ayin, in quotes. Or literally, you would translate it, it appeared wrong in his eyes. In other words, he perceives an error, a gross error on the part of his father. So 8, before Israel had opportunity to speak, Joseph interrupts the process. Don't want to make any more gross errors, because obviously he understood too, once words are spoken, usually those words are taken and put in granite. So before Israel has opportunity to bestow the verbal blessing, Joseph interrupts the process. 9, he sets out to correct the apparent mistake. It appears to be a mistake. Quote, and he grasped his father's hand and removed it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. While Thamak, Yad, Ab, Lamed, Sur, Eth, Min, Al, Rosh, Ephraim, Al, Rosh, Manasseh. So 10, now Joseph's actions here should not be construed in his thinking as trying to be malicious or insubordinate. I don't believe this was part of his thinking at the point in time. It's simply a reaction to what's going on. But simply just trying to help out his old blind dad. Remembering Israel at this point in time didn't even recognize Ephraim and Manasseh standing behind Joseph at that distance. Had cataracts or whatever. He wasn't completely blind. He could make out forms, but he couldn't make distinct differences of appearance. And so here, to give Joseph at least the benefit of the doubt, he's simply trying to help out his father Israel, who's almost blind. 11, he suspects that his dad became confused maybe in the shuffling process of the boys being moved around with the bowing and resetting, and thought he was seeing, he being Israel, was seeing one other than the other. Remember, there's been some activity, some movement between the three, Joseph and his two sons, Joseph pushed his two sons up for Israel after he identified who they were, for Israel to hug them. At that point in time, then he moved them apart so Joseph could bow down. And then he has to return and re-usher them back up to his father Israel in order for the blessing to commence. So some activity is going on. And it's natural to think that Joseph at this point in time, maybe dad got confused here. He's not quite seeing. He thinks he's seeing one, but he's actually seeing the other. Maybe depending upon how they might have looked somewhat alike otherwise. Dressed alike, things of that nature. So he suspects, point 11, that his dad became confused in the shuffling process of the boys being moved around with the bowing and resetting, and thought he was seeing one other than the other. 12, to justify his actions then, he quickly explains in verse 18 as he reaches out to grab his dad's hand to stop him from putting it there and relocate it. He then explains what he's doing. Not so, my father, point 12, for this one is the firstborn, to give him a verbal orientation here. Lo ken av ki zeh bekor. So 13, he offers visual reorientation for Israel and then quickly follows up with the needed physical reorientation. Place your right hand on his head. You got your hands crossed here the wrong direction. But you need to put your right hand over here, Dad. Sim Yamin Al Rosh. 14, Israel's response then in verse 19 must have grabbed Joseph's, quote, good intentions, end quote, as quickly as he had grabbed, quote, his father's hand, end quote, a few seconds later, quote, but his father refused. Well, that probably got Joseph's attention real quick. Wow, Ma'an Ab. So 15, the Hebrew PL verb Ma'an, translated refused, means he countered Joseph's actions with his own, steadfastly defying the attempt to move his hands. So his hands were crossed. Joseph grabs a hold of his right hand to move it over to the other hand. And his father, in spite of almost dead, exerts enough strength to struggle against Joseph in this regard and refused to have his hand moved. So he obviously has strength still left in his body. And even though Joseph has told him that he's got the wrong hand on the wrong person, his dad refuses to be moved physically in this regard. So that's the idea that's coming out here. Refuse is not just some verbal thing to refuse. No, he physically held fast his hands as not to be moved. If you will, a momentary struggle of the son trying to relocate his hand. And he steadfastly defied that attempt. He wasn't having any. So 16, Israel's physical response here was sufficient to send the message to Joseph that his, quote, help, end quote, was neither appreciated nor appropriate. Neither appreciated nor appropriate. Again, give Joseph the benefit of the doubt across the board. No bad intentions. He's not trying to be mean-spirited with his dad. He simply, in his own mind, thinks that Israel is messing up, is confused regards to the situation. But his fallacy, his flaw, is he interrupted Israel in Bible class. He tried to put a stop to Israel performing this blessing according to divine design. So with that in mind, we'll pick this up Tuesday as we are slated to observe the Lord's table today. We'll let everybody take their positions. Mm-hmm.